You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. The name Howell Hurst is a familiar one to Valley Public Radio listeners. The one-time Kern County resident has several stories that aired on this station in our program Valley Writers Read. While that program is no longer on the air, Hurst has continued and he has a new book. It's called I Can't Hear the Drums Anymore, Fragments from Life by Howell Hurst. He joins us now on the phone from his home in Pacific Grove. Howell, welcome.
Hi, Joe. How's it going?
Going very well, and thank you for joining us today. This project contains short stories that you wrote over the years. Tell me about the process of putting together this book.
These are actually just stories that came to mind over about 45 or 50 years.
You write about this book that it's hard to say whether these stories are fact or fiction. Tell me a little more about what you mean by that and where these stories come from.
You know, I've read by many writers, and I found it to be the same experience, that if you just sort of hang out and live your life, that your subconscious does something and creates stories, and all of a sudden you just get an idea. And you write the first sentence, and then somehow it just starts pouring out. So I think it really just comes from the subconscious creating the story and then giving it to you so you're conscious that it's there.
The title of the book, I Can't Hear the Drums Anymore, actually refers to one of the stories that was read on Valley Writers Read here on this station. I understand that broadcast actually got you a good bit of attention.
Well, I'm not sure, except the only thing I know, I actually even got one contact from the island of Guam, which amazed me. So I don't know how much attention it got, but it sure got one from a long ways away.
Tell me about that piece itself, which lends its name to this book. What is that story about? Give us sort of the intro or lead to that.
That one, probably more than any other story, is a very personal item. Most of these stories I have tried to use fragments from life, but then to fictionalize a story. That was a very personal thing. I had, my mother was a very sickly woman all her life and finally committed suicide, which is a very difficult thing to deal with, of course. And the story was about my being able to cope with that as I grew up.
How did that affect you as a young person in your life that had to have been traumatic?
You know, I think the most specific thing about it was, since she was a very cold, distant woman who was always sick, I can literally never, ever having remember being touched by her, physically touched. She was so distant. And I think in my case, it simply has probably contributed to the fact that I always stayed a bachelor all of my life. And I just sort of slightly distant and cautious toward women. And I think that was just because she was such a distant woman that I, as I grew up, I never quite knew how to allow myself to get extremely close to a woman for a long-term relationship, which is sort of something I've just simply acknowledged and learned to live with.
Let's go ahead and listen now to a brief excerpt from our broadcast of this story on Valley Writers Read from 2011. Again, I Can't Hear the Drums Anymore by Howell Hurst, this time read by former VPR host Terry Phillips.
There I am, the centerpiece of the photo, still no more than four, if that old, held forcibly by my father's muscled arms, the fingers of one hand gripping my jaw so hard it is bending my face into the bone structure. Tears are flowing from my eyes like lava. I cannot see her, but I know it is my mother taking the photograph. I cannot remember what happened to cause the event, what childish error I must have committed, but their vengeance appears to have been wrathful. For the rest of my youth, I feared always, especially when returning from fishing trips, when I would lay my head on his lap as he drove us home in the Chevy pickup, that my father was going to murder me. For the rest of my life, I feared that my mother would deceive me. They had conspired against me at this early age, and I felt I could never forgive them. My desire was to have had their love while they lived, of course, but that did not permit me to condone my forgiving them now that they had violated my childish trust. 24 years later, when the phone call came, my father was on the line telling me my mother had died.
That was an excerpt from a short story called I Can't Hear the Drums Anymore. It's part of a book of the same name by former Valley resident Howell Hurst. He joins us now on Valley Public Radio. Is there a cathartic element to you for writing about a situation like that or any of the other ones in this book that is writing a form of therapy for you in some way? Do you find that, or is it more of a just a creative outlet?
I think I've gotten far beyond worrying about myself as an individual person. I'm pretty comfortable with myself and my life. I think it's cathartic in that the experience of having been a person on the earth and being an American, of course, that I think I deal in my stories a great deal more with the experience of what it's like to be an ordinary American person acting like an ordinary person. And in these days, trying not to be a number in some kind of a digital jungle that's been created by government and corporation lawyers trying to sell us more things than we need.
You know, we get dozens of books sent to us a month by different authors, many of them from major publishing houses. We're going to have an author on next week talking about his new book. His last one won the Pulitzer Prize. You're an author who's going this alone, self-publishing. What is that journey like for someone who's trying to put out a book?
You know, the way I'm approaching it, I'm going primarily to private bookstores in the local area, taking the book, talking to people like the Henry Miller bookstore at Big Sur, and it seems like most of them are going to allow the book to come in to let me put up a little point of purchase poster telling who I am and what the book is about. And then otherwise, just one by one, people are starting to hear about it. And I'm just going to let it happen the way it happens. Just take it easy and keep trying to get the book out there.
Yeah, we had a poet on this program a few weeks ago from Fresno, and he was talking about the process of trying to submit manuscripts to publishers. And he said he sent off something like 25 different submissions and each time got a rejection. How do you look at trying to get attention when there's so many other authors out there all seeking for a limited market share? Especially as Americans are reading less and less, even with the advent of ebooks and things like that.
I think you have to approach it as a symptom of the problems the country is having today, the corporatization of everything. There's an article in the New York Times today that I read that says Barnes & Noble is about to go down the tubes. The American public does have a hard time reading literature anymore, and the big publishers are only interested, for the most part, in some sort of stories that can become blockbusters. And by definition, those become almost formulas. And if you can't write or don't choose to write in the formula that people have gotten used to hearing, a rather simplistic kind of story, you can only look for the small handful of people who, how can you put it, still want to read something that they can get more involved in.
We're talking with Howell Hurst here on Valley Public Radio today. His new book is called I Can't Hear the Drums Anymore, Fragments from Life. Howell is an author who used to live in Kern County, now lives on the Central Coast, and has this new book out. The title of the book draws its name from one of the stories he read on our air a few years ago. How your resume is rich in a lot of different jobs and things, but it starts out with 5 years in the U.S. Army, where you rose to the rank of captain. How much of your time in the armed forces influenced your writing and the stories in this book?
I think the influence as an Army intelligence officer was to learn to be very skeptical about what you read in the newspaper, and you have to take everything with tongue-in-cheek a bit. You know, I think my experience has been mostly just trying to deal with real people And, you know, I try to create characters in the story that are real, ordinary people who are acting like, say, small heroes by behaving nobly under often extreme circumstances.
Do you get together with other authors in your community when you were living in Kern County or are now on the Central Coast? Is there sort of a writer's circle or writer's workshop that you connect with, or is it more of a solitary experience?
Well, the first thing to say is your use of the word author. I always like what Steinbeck said. He said, "I'm not an author, I'm a writer. I don't think of myself as an author, I write." And as far as dealing with people here in Monterey County, I have been talking to the local NPR station here, pointing out that they've never done anything as what I think is as thorough as your stations have done in exploring the writings of their local writers. There are hundreds of writers in the Monterey Bay Area who write without gaining much publicity from local media. And even Steinbeck, when he was a young man, was ignored by the Monterey County. And only when he became famous did they ask him to come back and help promote Monterey. And at that point, he refused to ever return. I've not tried to do that. I am trying to organize some local writers and get them together and see if we can't persuade the local media to start realizing they've got a lot of writers and that they should be paying attention to what they're saying and listening to it and reacting and interacting with them.
Howell, if people want to get a copy of your book, where can they find it and how can they get a hold of you?
Well, the simplest way, and since this is going to be radio, tell them, get a pencil and paper. Just to go to my website, primarily. They can do it at Amazon, but if they go to my website, which is www.howellhurst.com, and that's H-O-W-E-L-L-H-U-R-S-T, just howellhurst.com, it explains completely on there how you can get the books either in a digital format or in a print, or get the printed book.
Again, the book is called I Can't Hear the Drums Anymore, Fragments from Life, by Howell Hurst, former Kern County resident. You can find some of the stories featured on Valley Writers Read on our website at kvpr.org as well. And you can find that book on Howell's website. Howell, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, I've got to thank you. I appreciate the exposure, and I hope some people are able to come and take a peek at the book.
All right, Howell. Thanks so much.